got you, Santa Claus. Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Shoe is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me? That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling, or could that be growling? My legs feel like straw. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus?
All right, now that's the way to kick off a show.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard that song before.
Do you know who that is?
I know who that is.
Let's ask the youngster in the group. Okay. Do you know who that is?
Is it Dizzy Gillespie?
See, I knew.
Yeah? No.
Ever heard of it? No.
Louis Armstrong,
of course. Okay. Dizzy Gillespie was a instrumentalist.
Yeah.
Sorry, not a
singer. Well, Louis Armstrong was a great trumpeter, too.
My dad
And actually, Dizzy Gillespie, to your credit, actually did some vocalizing and bebopping and things like that.
Did he?
Yeah. He's got some recordings, but not like Louis Armstrong. Yeah. He was a real vocalist.
But that's quite a song.
Well, so you have not heard that tune, right, John?
No, I never heard it before. And they never included in anthologies of Christmas music.
No, but it's the one that belongs in everybody's playlist.
Yeah.
And, of course, Louis from New Orleans, that's why it's called That You, Santa Claus? not Is That You. So that's the classic.
Yeah,
I listened to it for many years, and it's one you should definitely. How can you be in a bad mood listening to that tune?
Well,
anything by Louis Armstrong. Yeah. So anyway, that's the way of greeting our listeners. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour with me, Steve Garner, Chef John Ash. This is our 38th Christmas, beginning in December 1987, even before Emily was born.
No, that's not true.
I was trying to talk about my age. And you're related to Johnny.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
You're the daughter.
Yeah. I sure am.
And you've been with us before, and it's always wonderful to have your energy in the studio.
I always love coming. Thank you.
And it's great to have you here for a little Christmas celebration this morning.
So, happy holidays.
So do you have a tree up?
We do. This is the first year we got a fake tree. I got to say, we used to go and cut them down. We did mostly the Sebastopol ones, and we got tired.
And it's a mess.
Anyway, there we go.
And how do your boys feel about that?
They felt okay.
Oh, they did.
They're getting older. They were kind of into it. And, you know, it changes colors. The lights are already on. What can I say?
Yeah. What can you say? When they're little, it means everything to have the real tree.
But, you know, you think it's a good memory, and then I remember going with them, and it was like, it wasn't the easiest thing in the world to take two little kids to find a tree.
It's quite different. But I, once again, got a live tree, a 7-footer, and I'm still able to do this on my own because there's youngsters that tie it up and put it in your vehicle and all of that. And I do get it out of the tree.
Is yours decorated?
Not yet. That's Sunday.
We
like to kind of wait later in the season.
Oh.
Okay. So it lasts longer, and the tree is in perfect condition. They put a fresh cut on it, and the house is just over the aroma of the evergreen.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful.
I am missing that.
No, but you could have air fresheners. The ones you hang from your car mirror.
Wonderful sprays. Yeah.
Put that in the tree.
Exactly.
It's pretty amazing. So have you decorated it all besides the tree?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. There's a little house decor. My very sweet husband surprised me by putting lights on the house one day when I came home from work. That's a pretty good thing to do. Yep. So, we're looking Christmassy over there.
Cool.
We're feeling good.
And what about you? Christmas tree?
No. I don't think I've had a Christmas tree since Emily left home.
I don't even know if he had one then. But I will say he used to decorate his palm. He had like sort of a small palm in his house and he would hang Christmas
a small
ornament.
What?
Like a palm tree. Like a little palm.
Yes,
yeah, sorry.
Tree.
I'm saying it weird.
I thought you were hearing a poem.
Poem.
A poem tree.
A poem.
Well, he's hanging poetry on it.
Yeah.
That's a better idea.
That's actually a pretty good idea. So that's cool. Well, you were so busy with the restaurant, all you never had time to decorate a tree, did you?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the restaurant. For most people in the restaurant business, you know, the holidays are not the best of times, just because they're really busy, which is a good thing. But, you know, people are weird, you know, because the expectations for the holidays are so.
Were you always open for Christmas Eve dinner, like a lot of restaurants?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a big day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Big meal.
And Christmas Day sometimes. Oh,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And Christmas Day. So that meant work to you.
Yeah.
Not to me. It meant going out and not cooking. Well, speaking of cooking, that's what we're all about here. Gifts from your kitchen. And John has put together a wonderful list, which we started last week, of actually a lot of these can be done in the next few days if you're still stuck for a last-minute gift of, I don't want to just go to the mall and get something or something impersonal. You can make these in your kitchen.
Well, something useful, you know, that you'll actually use. Which reminds me, how did the Ben Renners turn out?
Well, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
I brought my favorite with me today.
Okay.
And we'll talk when we talk about gifts that are non-food related, like tools that are indispensable and ones that we really highly recommend. We're going to get to the Ben Renner. So gifts from your kitchen food-wise, the first one on my list, lemon curd.
Hmm.
Have you ever made lemon curd, Emily?
I got to say, I've never made it.
It's so simple. It really is. And especially if you have lemon trees, Meyer lemon trees.
Which you have a lot of.
I do. So.
And this is bonehead simple. And when you look at the stores, how much it costs for
a
little jar.
Yes.
$10 or so, $11 sometimes.
Joke.
It's lemon juice, sugar, cornstarch, 4 eggs, 4 egg yolks, salt, some zest, and 3/4 stick of butter. Now, how much could those ingredients cost? Not a lot, especially if you have access to a Meyer lemon tree.
Yeah.
So you put them in there, strain it out, mix it in a stainless steel bowl, simmering water in the zest. It goes, stir it around a bit till it thickens, 5 minutes. Off the heat, you stir in the butter.
So the key is to be careful about the heat because the egg yolks are in there. So if it gets too hot, you'll scramble the eggs. So that's what we're trying to avoid.
So that's why you want to just simmer on low heat.
On double boiler.
Double boiler. Butter.
So not just simmer on top of it, but actually do it on a, because that way the steam rises. And what's the temperature of steam?
212?
And that's right.
Okay.
So it means it's not going to get to the boiling point, which is?
212.
I forgot.
I thought maybe the boiling point is 212, I think.
No.
No?
It is.
Yeah.
Somebody who's smart out there will call us.
But we want to simmer this so it doesn't get to boiling.
Yeah. So, yeah. But when you say simmer, that what it conjures up is that you've actually put it over direct heat. You don't want to do that.
You just
want to have the steam cook it.
Got it. Well, there we are. Lemon curd, put it into sterilized glass jars and can be covered and stored refrigerated for up to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You can do a whole batch of that.
You can even do it longer than that. I've kept it around for 6 months.
And it's still good.
Delicious.
Next one, another greatest hits of John's. Kitty's Christmas caramel corn. Did you know Kitty?
I sure didn't.
You did not know Kitty.
Well, no, did I? I don't know.
I don't think you ever do. But you knew my, it was Paula's mom.
God, I didn't know that. Yeah.
So you're learning something new about your family history.
About my own family. On air. Very excited.
So this is
an ex-wife.
An ex-wife.
Yeah.
The mother-in-law. But this survived. The marriage didn't, but the caramel corn did. And it's really easy to do.
It is.
And how much the lousy caramel corn do you get out in the stores that you're pulling out your fillings, and it's just a mess. This is not that.
No, it's delicious.
It's brown sugar. It's light corn syrup, a little butter and salt, baking soda. That's maybe the key.
Well, it gives it some loft and lightness, so it isn't just caramel.
Okay. And then we have popped corn, and then mix in some some nuts if you care to.
If you want.
Sounds great.
It's pretty simple. Again, we're baking this in a low oven, preheated 250 degrees for an hour, stirring occasionally. Then you cool it completely, store in an airtight container for up to a week. People love caramel corn.
They do. I have to say that this is, I've published this a couple of times in the Press Democrat and all of that, not in recent times. But people have, you know, people don't write you usually.
No.
But people have written me and said, this has become a tradition. You know?
Yeah.
And it's all because of Kitty.
It's all because, thank you, Kitty. So there
thanks,
it is.
Paula.
Thank you, Kitty's Christmas Caramel Corn, courtesy of Chef John Ash. Wonderful. Great, great. So those two, if you just stopped at the lemon curd and the caramel corn, you'd have enough to gift pretty much everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But why not throw in the peppered maple walnuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, for you?
Well,
they
she
sound
can't
good,
eat.
But
she,
I'm allergic.
Oh, you can't eat walnuts.
But I did think it sounded good.
Yeah, it is good.
Because they are high in tannin.
Yeah.
So that's, if you're adverse to that, you're not going to be able to do those. But again, some butter, some salt, black pepper, combination of some chili powders, maple syrup, and then walnut halves. Again, low oven.
Yeah.
300 degrees or so. And then onto parchment.
Yeah.
And a foil or a silicone baking mat, spread it around.
And you cook them and then let them sit. And what happens is the walnuts, but you can use other nuts too. It doesn't have to be walnuts. It absorbs that sweet, delicious syrup, and they get kind of dry to the touch. So,
don't eat them right out of the oven.
No.
Or you'll be.
No.
You'll not be able to eat anything for a while. So there's another one. And there's one that we did not talk about yet, and that's almond orange biscotti.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you are, John Ash, if you don't know, listeners, is always on the quest for the greatest biscotti. And this has been, since I've known you, it's always like, I found this biscotti. Oh, it's expensive, but I'm ordering it. But if you're publishing a recipe, this must be pretty good.
Oh, it is. And it's simple to make. So biscotti is twice baked, is how it comes about. So you make it in a log first time through, bake it once until it's dry, and then you take and carefully cut it, usually at an angle, and bake it again. And that's what gives biscotti its terrific texture and flavor.
Well, then why are there so many lousy
biscotti? I don't know. It's like you can
if it were that easy.
It is that easy. It truly is.
Well, then maybe people just rush through this production-wise, because how many times have you had dry, flavorless biscotti?
Yeah.
They go, oh, why would anyone eat this? But when it's done right, it's wonderful. And then you have a riff on this chocolate mint biscotti. So you dip a little dip there. What about rosemary walnut biscotti or almond raisin biscotti?
Well, those are all to encourage you to try things. You know, you can flavor your biscotti with all kinds of things from your garden or from wherever.
So now John is the master of keeping things longer than he suggests in the recipe. So he says, we'll keep up to 2 weeks. Now, will it last longer?
What happens is, because they're very dry, which is part of their charm, they begin to, especially in weather like this, they begin to absorb moisture from the air. So, you know, after 2 weeks, they're not quite as crisp and all that stuff. And that's, as I say, their charm.
Okay. Here's one that's, again, four ingredients that you pay a fortune for when you go to the liquor store. And that's limoncello.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful. Have you ever made that one, Emily?
I have, actually, with you long ago. And he used to always have bottles in his fridge that he was giving away for the holidays.
And would it be good with... do you have to use lemon? I mean, Eureka's, or can you use minor lemons?
You can use whatever lemon you have. Yeah.
Okay.
We're here. Use
what we have. 10 lemons, a liter of vodka, 3 cups of white sugar, and 4 cups of water. Is the brand important of the vodka?
No.
Okay.
Cheapest possible.
Okay. Lower.
You're taking advantage of the alcohol.
So what you're saying is 1 liter of bottom shelf vodka.
Well, it's. I used to go to Trader Joe's, and they had one called what was it? Something of the Gods.
Oh,
vodka,
yeah.
Which was the cheapest. So that was my go-to.
So here it is. You're pouring the vodka, the zest, the lemon, big glass bottle, cover, let it infuse for a week. Done at room temperature. After a week, combine the sugar and water in a little saucepan, bring to a boil. Don't stir it.
Mm-hmm.
Boil it for 15 minutes. Allow the syrup to cool. Stir the vodka mixture into the syrup. Strain into a glass bottle. Seal it with a cork. And then let the mixture age for a couple weeks at room temperature.
And guess what? It will last, to that point. It will last forever.
Your great-grandchildren will be enjoying this. And then place the liqueur into the freezer when icy cold, served in chilled vodka glasses or shot glasses. It sounds really easy.
Is it that easy? It is. That's what these were okay. Easy things you could make.
We have a few more after this important break. Emily Ash is joining us today, and you have some thoughts, too, about tools that you like?
I have some tools I like.
Okay, some gadgetry, which we're going to talk about.
And before we go, I just want to say it's the boiling point of water is 212.
Well, thank
I don't
you.
Know
yeah.
what steam is, just for anyone out there wondering.
It is 212.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so you don't want to boil it.
Do not boil. Back after this.
Way. I arrive at the office informed.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 96.9 in Petaluma. KSRO.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
Saturday and Wednesday mornings, 8:30 to 1, the tradition continues at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market in Farmers Lane Plaza. The big Christmas market happens Saturday, December 21st. Do holiday shopping to the tunes of Memory Lane. Santa will be there too from 10 to 12. Acadena Cheese has an assortment of goat and cow cheeses. Betha Springs Ranch has local meat, and Santa Rosa Seafood has fish direct from the docks. Smoked salmon and their signature clam chowder. The Italian Corner has pastas, sauces, and raviolis. Winter veggies are available from Camacho, Ortiz Family, and Coyote Family Farms. Get your berries, pears, citrus, and apples too. Fresh baked goods and prepared foods make great hostess gifts. There are lots of local artisans selling candles, jewelry, soaps, and more. Bella Rosa Coffee offers fresh hot coffee and beans to take home. Closed Christmas Day. Enjoy your holiday.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.com.
Hola, chicas. ¿Estás lista para sentirte fabulosa? This is Karina Lozano, your surgical coordinator, here to take care of you at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Our goal is to help you achieve the confidence you deserve. If you're thinking about a breast augmentation to enhance your curves or a cosmetic breast surgery to feel more comfortable in your skin, Dr. Tom es tu opción. Looking for something extra? Try Smart Lipo. Say goodbye to that stubborn fat and hola a una silueta increíble. Voted best cosmetic surgeon 9 years in a row at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery, we're here for you. Porque te lo mereces. And all is done under local anesthetic. Quicker recovery and less downtime. Llámanos hoy y agenda tu consulta. Es hora de ser la mejor versión de ti misma.
Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Let's stay young together.
This week, it's holideals at mysonomadeals.com. Every day this week, there's an offer at half price. Great for stocking stuffers or holiday fun.
Get a $50 gift certificate for $25 to Cookie Cutters Haircuts for Kids in Santa Rosa and Petaluma.
Cookie Cutters have race car chairs, TVs at every station, and a fun indoor play area to make haircuts fun for kids, stress-free for parents.
Go to mysonomadeals.com and grab your $50 gift certificate for $25 to Cookie Cutters Haircuts for Kids.
Attention employers and HR managers. The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 28th at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa. Register now for the most significant job fair in Sonoma County at northbayjobfair.com. We'll deliver the resumes of the job seekers at the fair the next day, and you can take advantage of job fair radio specials to magnify your recruitment efforts. Get more info and register for your company or nonprofit today at northbayjobfair.com. Find your next best employee at the January 28th North Bay Job Fair.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash and Emily.
Hello.
Emily Ash.
One name.
Emily Ashlam.
Yeah. Ashley, yeah. It's getting longer.
It's a triple
but
name.
But actually, that isn't her name anymore.
It's not her married name.
Married name. So you have a recipe that's near and dear to your heart that you grew up kind of making with Dad and the family.
I do. Christmas morning was always Dutch baby morning, and it's really the only time of year we ever made it, which is kind of sad, but because they're delicious and so simple. But and we would make them in kind of, I think it must have been like a paella pan.
It was.
Right? Yeah, was it an old paella pan? It was red on the bottom. I still have it, white in the middle, you know, this big.
I have it.
We made them last year. In the same thing, and we'll do it again, but it couldn't be easier. And it's, you know, I think people probably know it, but it's that big fluffy pancake all in one, and you kind of, it's eggs and flour, milk, and a little sugar. And we use it from the Joy of Cooking cookbook, which we love, and a little fresh squeezed lemon. Today seems to be all about lemon, but fresh squeezed lemon and powdered sugar on there, and butter. Sorry, you put a bunch of butter.
I knew there was one critical ingredient.
You put the pan in the oven first and melt like an entire stick of butter there, and then you mix the rest of it and pour it into the butter, so the top of it's just like oozing with melted butter, and it's good stuff. Yeah.
Do you ever add apples, sautéed apples to that?
I don't know what it is. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. You could, I think if you were going to do it, you wouldn't add it to the pancake. You would saute the apples separately
and then
put them on top.
Yeah.
Because they take longer to cook.
They do take longer.
Yeah.
It's very similar to something that Chicago is famous for, and that's called the Walker Brothers pancake, which is very similar to a Dutch baby, although it has caramelized apples that are added to the top.
That sounds good.
So Dutch babies.
Do you think
it has anything to do with the Dutch? Do you think Dutch children wake up and make these? I wonder how these names came about.
I don't know. That's a good question.
All right. I'm going to look it up.
Okay, she's looking up. Let's talk about a few more of your wonderful give-ahead Christmas ideas. Red wine star anise dessert sauce. And that can be stored for a few months.
Forever.
Ingredients in it's sugar, red wine, water, a little cornstarch, star anise, whole star anise, and then some orange zest. Turn on the heat, bring to a boil, reduce, simmer for 5 minutes, cool and strain, store covered in the refrigerator. It's really that simple?
Well, it's great. It would be actually great on the Dutch babies, so it's a... It's a syrup, you know, so anything that would take a syrup, and it's also great on ice cream and stuff like that. But again, it's so simple, and it's a great way of using up maybe red wine that you didn't like very much. It's like, don't throw it away. You can put it into this.
I love this idea. Yeah. So I've got a couple cups of red wines lying around there. Yeah. Hey. Let's make
half a bottle of red wine that's been in the fridge.
There's something completely different than a sweet. We've been on the sweet kick for a while, and that's hot pickled garlic.
Mm.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
Huh? Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
And what makes it wonderful is now that we can buy peeled garlic, you don't have to go through peeling it.
That's right.
Do you want to buy peeled garlic or not?
Yeah.
Really?
Right. It doesn't have the strength of flavor that unpeeled. But in this instance, it's okay because we're putting vinegar and other things in there. So,
cool.
Well, it's interesting because you say in this recipe, I've heat processed the garlic so they're going to be stored at room temperature. You can also omit this step and store refrigerated for up to a month.
Yeah.
So it's fresh garlic cloves, sugar, white wine vinegar, some red chili flakes, and then bay leaves. Well, this is an easy one also.
No, I know. That's what the name of this article was.
Oh, yeah. It's easy. I shouldn't be surprised if it's easy.
I know. You comment on that.
Here's another one. Look, it's easy, too. And here's another riff on it. Rosemary syrup.
Yeah.
Same idea. Uses balsamic in this one.
Yeah.
Ginger. Ooh, peppercorns, white wine. So you left over a cup of white wine, perfect for this. A little sugar and rosemary leaves. It's beautiful, too. Dried apricot and cherry chutney for roast, turkey, things like that.
Yeah, any place that you like chutney. It's great with roasted meats, like with duck or with ham is my favorite way to use it. Put it on the sun. Again, it's because you can buy all of these dried fruits. I don't mean to keep plugging Trader Joe's, but they have a great selection of dried fruits, which aren't expensive. And so go get a whole bunch of them, and you can make this.
It's really, again, I'm not going to use the word simple, which I've overused today. But as you mentioned, you had years ago in an English pub.
Uh-huh.
Is that where you first experienced this chutney? Nutty aged cheddar cheese would be nice, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Some aged grain bread. And you mentioned duck, sausages, turkey, game meats, venison. Wonderful gift from your kitchen, packed into attractive little hinged glass jars. And this will keep a couple months.
Forever. And I'll stop saying forever.
Well, but most things,
because
most
you'll look 3 months from now and it's like, oh, it got all moldy.
No, hopefully not.
No.
It
won't.
Where are we at? Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and a couple more ideas. Then we'll move into cool kitchen gadgets.
Yeah.
That
and you have to report on one that you found, and I want to hear what the result was.
I'm going to report fully on it when we get into our next segment, which is latkes. Oh, yeah, coming up, latkes. Everything's coming up, latkes. That's a nice thing to say. Back after this.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
The weeks before and after the holidays are prime time for drain clogs. And when you have a clogged drain, everything comes to a halt. Don't let your cozy gathering turn into a plumbing nightmare. Listen to this. Right now, Ungaro & Sons is offering a pre-holiday drain check and cleaning for just $88. Be proactive, save some cash, and reach out now at ungaroandsons.com. Ungaro & Sons has proudly served the North Bay for over 90 years with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to make this promise since these are the best plumbers in the industry. Ungaro will check and clear your drain for just $88. And remember, Ungaro & Sons offers free instant online estimates for HVAC systems and water heaters. $88 drain clearing is for one drain. Accessible cleanout required. Limitations and restrictions apply. Ungaro & Sons, your trusted home systems partner. UngaroandSons.com. Imagine a place where tradition meets innovation, a place where every baker from beginner to pro is part of a thriving community. Welcome to Central Milling's Artisan Baking Center in Petaluma, where this beautiful facility is more than just a state-of-the-art baking facility. It's a hub for lifelong learning and skill mastery.
With world-class instructors in a variety of classes tailored to all skill levels, you'll find the perfect fit, whether you're just starting out or refining your craft. And right now, use the coupon code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class.
Artisan Baking Center is not just a baking facility. It's the farmer, the miller, and the baker all working together to preserve American farmland for tomorrow. Employee owned and operated, their team is personally invested in the quality of their products.
Go online to see all the classes available, from pizza to desserts, baguettes to pastas. You're going to find a class just right for you. Use code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class. Go to centralmilling.com and click on Bake.
Agriculture is a seasonal business, and when you need cash for day-to-day expenses like fertilizer, seed, and payroll, turn to a lender that knows agriculture. American Ag Credit has you covered with operating loans and lines of credit with competitive rates and payment terms to match your operations cash flow. Get the funds you need when you need them and keep your operation moving forward. Visit agloan.com to learn more. American Ag Credit. Your future grows here.
Are unwelcome guests causing a stir on your property? Don't let rats take over your home. Take a stand against these unwanted intruders with a free rodent inspection from the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District. They'll help you identify attractants and entry points around your home and suggest non-toxic solutions to keep rats away. Safeguard your home and reclaim your peace of mind. Request service online at msmosquito.org. The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District is ready to work with you to keep your property rat-free.
I'm KSRO's Doug Dodge with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Rain with cloudy skies off and on throughout the day here in Sonoma County. The Sierra Nevadas and Tahoe Ski Resorts set to receive more fresh snowfall. Looks like a white Christmas in the mountains. We've got another rainstorm coming our way for late Sunday as well. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Christmas, ah, you did, babe. Now I'm living in paradise.
All right, had to have a little bit of Ray Charles, huh?
Okay, I was going to guess that one. One I knew.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, baby. Nobody does it quite like Ray Charles. Okay, this is the perfect song to lead into the discussion about latke making. Merry Christmas,
really?
Baby. Well, no, of course not. But
not since, at all.
But it's interesting. Of course, this doesn't happen very often and won't happen for another 10 or 12 years, and that is Hanukkah and Christmas are this Wednesday, the first night of Hanukkah. So we thought, well, we should mention making latkes. And we did, of course, you developed a wonderful potato latke recipe, which I tested for a dish you did, a potato scallion pancake latkes with vinegared fried eggs, which was fantastic. And we published that a long time ago.
Yeah.
So potato latke, what is it? It's a potato pancake, ultimately. But with some little twists and differences than a traditional German-style pancake. Latkes are traditionally served on Hanukkah. There's a tie-in because Hanukkah is, of course, the miracle of the oil that burned for 8 nights in the light, and then now we use the oil to cook these wonderful potatoes. So there's about a million different choices you can make when producing a latke. First of all, which kind of potato do you buy? What about you?
It's usually a starchy potato, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you want the starch to hold it together.
You really don't want red potatoes.
Yeah.
A lot of people do buy the Yukon Golds.
Yeah.
But I'm a russet guy. A Luther Burbank russet to me is the perfect amount of starch that you want a potato. So let's check that off. Next, to peel or not to peel? Where do you stand?
I think I like them peeled, but I know a lot of people don't peel them because it makes it easier, faster to do them.
Okay. I'm a peeler person, too.
Yeah.
I like to peel them. Have a nice, fresh potato. Now, very controversial next step. How do you slice those potatoes? What are your choices?
Well, you could
use a box grater.
A box grater, which is what most recipes of a certain generation called
traditionalists.
For. Yeah. Yes. Or you could even slice them, but it's really difficult to do with a knife.
Yeah. Almost impossible.
Yeah.
So we got the graters, and some people feel that a little bit of knuckle skin is important in the finished product. You'll read that also. Then latke making completely changed in 1977. Do you know why that was, Emily?
Because
the Cuisinart food processor debuted, and they went crazy in the New York Times saying latke making will never be the same. Millions of people will be able to crank out millions of latkes. So that changed the face of latke making forever. Do you like
it? It was the grating.
Like it?
Yeah. The grating
disc.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
In the food processor. So you've done them both ways.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I don't make them a lot, but I think the food processor would be great because it's easy to clean up and it's fast and all of that.
Yeah, I've done both. I still kind of use the box grater, to tell you the truth. I just like the box grater. But there's another choice, and I'm going to move to my right and pick it up, which John Ash loaned me this weekend. Here's my winner.
Oh, really?
Yep, it's by the Progressive People. And this is a slicer, dicer, but it also has the julienne feature on the side. See?
It's like a mandolin.
It is a mandolin.
Yeah.
Now, John loaned me some other very complex, expensive ones. Benrenner, a brand name.
The Japanese doll
that weighs about 6 pounds or so, but, and has all Japanese writing, so I don't know what it says on it. But it's more, if you really want to do production, high-end production. Yeah. There's also the traditional ones, the stainless steel ones that sometimes cost $200-$300 that professionals use in the kitchen. You probably had one of those in your in the John Ash kitchen, the restaurant kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's great too. But most people, they don't do a lot of professional cooking in their kitchen. And they're good too. And you got to be even more careful with those.
Yeah.
Digits come and go with those type of. But this one I like because, number one, it's got a very thick plastic housing for the wrist, so it's a non-slip grip. There's non-stick stick on the end where you put it down on your countertop. It's adjustable as far as the thickness of the slices and easy.
So you can do both slices and shreds.
Yeah. It's very easy. You make sure, obviously, safety is primary importance. Yeah.
You were talking about that. This is a takeoff on the classic, what's it called? Why can't I remember?
Well, it doesn't matter. But
the mandolin, which is, you know, a contraption. It's beautiful to look at, but it's kind of difficult to put together.
And yes, it is.
It's the one in which you usually leave part of your knuckle behind.
And it's a bear to clean also.
Yeah.
Well, this is really quick and easy. Isn't this lovely?
It's lovely.
It fits in one hand. You can hold it in one hand and then.
And you can store it easily.
And it stores these. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So I would say, now OXO makes one that's very good. There's about 40 different manufacturers online. But this one, Progressive, is very well known. The components are good. It's easy to clean. Look at that. Underwater.
So you took, I gave you a spiralizer.
Yes.
General name for things in which you turn them. Mm-hmm. The Benrenner is like the Japanese thing, and it turns out threads,
yes,
which works.
And that's really nice too, but more cumbersome, a little more hard to set up. This is going to do it for me.
Yeah.
So you won't be getting this back. I'm assuming this is my Christmas present.
No, I have to have that. I use it all the time, actually.
You really do?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I use it to slice.
For cucumbers,
when you want to thinly slice things.
Beets.
You can do that. And then you can adjust it to do shreds, too. But it's a great slicer.
Well, and we don't own stock in this. This isn't like an infomercial, but I really like this Progressive brand. So this is one that I really like.
A good gift.
Emily, what about a tool or two in your kitchen that you're indispensable?
Well, kind of along the lines of those, the spiralizer, I do like a channel knife. Do you ever use a channel knife? It's like it's a good one for cocktails, or a good one if you're baking, that you can do it on a little, it's a tool like a peeler, but you take it on a lemon or an orange or something. It's a nice for a garnish. I just think it's a fun tool to have around. It makes a different kind of peel. You can candy things this way too. You can candy lemons or orange peel or things like that. And they just have a different shape than your traditional peeler. It makes it look a little like a spiralizer, but it almost makes it look like a piece of spaghetti.
Does it fit in a drawer easily?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's small, like a regular peeler, like a small little peeler.
Okay.
But yeah, that's just kind
it's
of a fun
a,
one.
A channel?
It's called a channel knife.
Channel knife.
I think. I learned about it being a bartender years ago.
Okay.
And that it makes, you know, a really cool twist. That's
for
a little
candied
bit
fruit.
But for candied fruit.
Right,
anyway,
good.
Just kind of a fun thing to have around. Yep.
Any others?
We keep going.
Sure.
Let's see. Well, I have also stolen from the John Ash closet his potato ricer, which just makes the best mashed potatoes. I love a good mashed potato. This is maybe more of a Thanksgiving thing, but They are just so fluffy. It makes a whole different texture on your potato with that potato ricer, and you can.
And because it doesn't, it doesn't make them too gluey.
Yeah,
you know, people over process it. Yeah, airy is a great word.
They really are, and they hold more butter.
And I also want to add something very interesting here, because one of the key to great potato pancakes and latkes is how dry you can get your potatoes. Mm-hmm. After you slice your potatoes, you grate your potatoes into water.
Yeah.
You've got to get as much water as humanly possible out of that. Now, most people, including me, have used a cheesecloth. Add all that with my grated onions. Got to have grated onions. And squeeze as much liquid out as possible. I've done it that way. But some friend of mine told me to use the potato ricer.
He said
it's even better if you own a good quality potato ricer. Would you agree that that would make sense?
Yeah.
To really get
because you apply pressure to get that extra water out of it.
Yeah. So they're another way to make sure your latkes are completely dry.
Yep.
Then what do you add besides the onions, besides the potatoes? Well, some people, of course, add flour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big flour proponent. I like either potato starch, which you can buy, or some people use corn starch. You need a little something that will help to set that potato and also to help actually brown that potato too.
Yep.
So I like potato starch. What about you?
Yeah, you know, it's just good.
I know you like flour. You use flour.
Yeah, I use flour.
I've used panko before, breadcrumbs also. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter really what you use for it. A couple eggs. I think you need to have eggs.
Yeah.
So that's it. And then a little salt, of course. Some people chop a little scallion besides the regular onion. They like a little green or parsley. Okay. Now we're ready. We're ready to fry.
Yeah.
Neutral oil.
Yeah.
You don't want... Some people swear by olive oil. I think olive oil can smoke and burn.
I don't think that's the problem, but it's the flavor. You may not like the flavor of the olive oil. You want to be able to taste the potato.
Okay.
You know. So
you want a neutral oil.
Yeah.
Like rice bran?
Well, rice bran is sort of that's the gold standard for neutral frying oils because it has a high smoke point, the highest of all of them. But you could use safflower oil or corn oil or any of those.
And rice bran oil is more expensive than any of those oils.
Yeah.
So you maybe a tablespoon, depending on how big you want your latkes. I like on the smaller size ones. They're just easier to pick up and eat quickly, and they crisp better.
What do you put on them?
Yeah.
I'm really a traditionalist. I like applesauce. I make homemade applesauce. I like a little sour cream. I know what John is going to say, caviar, right? Right? Caviar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A smoked salmon. You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Go wrong with that. Any other toppings?
And smoked trout.
Any smoked fish.
Yeah.
Smoked whitefish is really good, too. So that's pretty much it. It's not difficult. You just need to pay attention to every step of the way when making your latke. Okay, we'll take a break. Gosh, I don't know where the hour has gone, but it's really flown by. We have a few more thoughts and suggestions for you right after this. Emily and John Ash, father and daughter, special.
We still are.
We still are.
Free, all these years.
A pre-holiday celebration on the KSRO Good Food Hour. So glad you're along for the ride this morning.
KSRO, Bay Area home of the Las Vegas Raiders. With Jason Horowitz, Eric Allen, and Lincoln Kennedy. Don't miss the action. Every Raiders game is here on KSRO.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me after they tell me how amazing I look is, where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your complimentary consultation with Dr. Tom, call 707-542-8346.
Let's stay young together.
Visit Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Agricultural Community Farmers Markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
In Petaluma, the Eastside Market at Lucchese Park is Tuesdays from 10 to 1:30 year-round. You can do last-minute Christmas shopping, too. They'll be open Tuesday, Christmas Eve. All the winter stock veggies are in, good for soup, stock, and stuffing. Pears, pomegranates, apples, and berries are abundant. Petaluma's Strauss Family Creamery offers certified organic milk, yogurt, butter, ice cream, and their famous whole milk. Anna Seafood sells fish straight from the docks. Get local meats from Betha Springs Ranch. Acadena Cheese has yummy goat and cow milk cheeses. Far West Fungi has an assortment of mushrooms, including cremini, lion's mane, and shiitake. Food products include Wine Country preserves, lasagna, pasta, and sauces from Italian Corner, and the Hummus Guy is stocked full of assorted hummus. You'll also find fresh honey, restaurant-quality food vendors, and local artisans selling candles, soaps, and jewelry.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I saw your jewelers.
All of your jewelry and watch needs, from gifts to custom work to repair. E.R. Sawyer Jewelers.
The I Love You Store.
Downtown Santa Rosa since 1879.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Stole my Santa Claus suit. Somebody ripped off my beer hat and boots. Some little fatso is all dressed in red. Even had the gall to swipe the pillow off my bed. Now what my kids gonna to think? If Santa's a no-show, well, boy, they'll raise a stink. Check the halls and what the hell. Yeah, I still got my jingle bell. So sucker, you can keep the suit, 'cause frankly, I don't give a hoot.
All right, there's little Dan Hicks. That's Santa. Somebody stole my Santa Claus.
I don't give a hoot.
Yeah. You like that one?
I liked it.
Okay, there
moving.
We go. So, John Ash, we just received two wonderful dessert recipes that you just put up on your website.
Yeah. Two easy holiday desserts.
They're so easy.
What are they?
They're really easy.
And they last a lot.
they do it. Upside down apple cake, okay. Because there are lots of apples in the market. And one of my faves is chocolate pot au creme, chocolate pudding, which is so stupidly simple.
Is it really easy? Have you made this, Emily?
I actually have. It is kind of another tradition, and easy to put something fancy on top.
Yeah.
You can like flavor a whipped cream or cinnamon whipped cream or something interesting. You know, you can mix it up.
And easy to bring for a potluck too, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that work for a potluck?
In
travel
little dishes
well?
Or something? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So what's the website where we could get these recipes right now?
JohnAsh.com? Yes, it's part of, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's your newsletter.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can sign up for that and get that.
Yeah.
Here's one of the tools that I love. And it's funny, it used to be I would always be reaching for the wine opener. Not so much anymore. Here's what I'm reaching for. The lid opener, the jar lid opener. Oh. Do you have one of these?
So I don't think I do. And how does it work?
It's adjustable. Like, here's your lid, uh-huh. and you just move this back, fold down, it clicks in, and then you can open this lid this way.
Oh, that's
it
great.
It is a spectacular tool. My wife has one for 40 or 50 years, was getting a little ready. We found it online, and it will change your life. I don't know what it's actually called, but it's all metal, yeah. and it has grated little areas where you can adjust the diameter, the size yeah. of the lid, and then this clicks down like that, and then you just turn to get tough lids open.
I don't know. That looks more complicated than
that. It's more complicated than my little rubbery piece that I do.
I've got one of those that looks like a pair of pliers.
Well, sometimes those work okay too, but sometimes those don't work very well for me.
Doesn't work very well for me because I have other tools like that, like the, you know, the old-fashioned can opener that you can stick under the lid, and it doesn't work. And often it will crack the glass, and so I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree.
Okay.
We'll
end on a disharmony.
Merry Christmas.
Like a real family holiday.
Well, there's lots to chew on for this hour. Emily, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. And John Ash, happy holidays to you. And we will see you next Saturday. And by the way, crab season kicks off January 5th.
Wow. I didn't hear that.
Not the 12th.
Yeah.
January 5th. So we're going to have a lot talk about next Saturday.
Yeah.
Getting ready for crab season.
So we'll bring in tons of crab recipes.
I'm up for that.
Yeah, that. My faith.
Do it.
Have a wonderful Hanukkah. Have a wonderful Christmas. Or if you don't celebrate any of that, just spend good quality time with your family and friends. I'm Steve Garner. Stick around. More great listening to come.
Did you know that KSRO is more committed than ever to updated local news? 4 updates an hour mornings, updated local news at noon, 2 updates an hour afternoons, all day coverage of local news on KSRO.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact mails.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special.